Dave Nicolai, University of Minnesota Extension Educator in Crops.
Dave, tell me about your travels today in southeastern Minnesota assessing damage from Thursday night storms.
Well, I had an opportunity to go with the local educator, Claire LeCan, and primarily we toured the Rice County area, which included areas to the west of Faribault, and then through the eastern part back to Dundas, near Strand, east of Northfield. And so a lot of territory, but as you can well imagine, with weather storms and a lot of wind, a lot of variability.
As far as what you saw in fields and how the recent weather events could impact a farmer's harvest plans, maybe having to prioritize fields where you see some stand concerns, probably more so in corn than soybeans, but take us through your thought process there after looking at everything.
Well, in terms of what we've seen just in this part of the trip, and I think there's more damage in terms of crops, perhaps more towards that Morristown area and perhaps back to the Waterville area, but the bottom line is in a lot of cornfields, there were lodging that did occur, primarily broken stalks in terms of broken below the ear, and it would be mixed in with standing corn. So as you look over the field, there's a lot of variability within the field. But nonetheless, that could present problems if that's allowed to go too long in terms of the stock strength, the deterioration of the stock, perhaps a lot of harvest that's going to be gone one direction or one way. But if they're close at all, and a lot of these cornfields are black layer, they'll have to take a look at moistures and perhaps taking those a little bit early and getting that out of the field as much as they can. It's going to be a slow combining as well in terms of speed throughout the field. The soybeans seem to fare probably in that context maybe somewhat better. There was lodging, and depends upon which way the rows directions went in terms of planting direction. But in some cases, they were a lot of incline in terms of lodging or bent over, but other places not too bad. We did see some differences where the leaves are still on the soybeans. They haven't dropped their leaves. In some cases, that seemed to help them fare a little bit better in stability, but there also was some twisting if they had some severe winds. So it makes a difference on which side of the hill we're going to be looking at. But certainly there would be concern about soybeans as well in terms of stock strength and lodging. So it's going to be a field-by-field situation. But I would certainly prioritize the corn, maybe take it a little bit early, and maybe go for that because we don't want to lose the crop on the ground.
On top of the wind damage, you have another round of moisture when, for some, these fields were finally drying out enough and the crops were finally drying down enough that harvest could either resume or even begin. But now saturation returns, Dave, and we're back to that waiting game.
Well, that's true. And I think in all cases, the crop is progressing. And certainly a lot of the soybeans are dropping the leaves and drying down the moisture. But the field can't probably really, from the standpoint of the moisture content in the soil, really sustain a lot of traffic over the top of it, combine truck traffic. All those types of things could be a problem in there. Certainly trying to cut low, put the cutter bar down on the header on the combine and have it close to the ground could be a problem because we don't want to push mud back into the sickle and that type of thing. You want to keep it up a little bit. If it is a situation where you want to cut low, you want to have it dry. So we're going to really have to hope that things turn around and we do get some sunshine here. The other thing we're fighting, of course, is our day length is shorter, and with a narrower window, we don't get as much drying in any particular day and situation. So again, those will have to be assessments, not only a field-by-field, but might even be parts of a field.
Anything else on this that you want to make sure we talk about today?
Well, I think taking a look, obviously, as we talked about in terms of individual field situations, with that, and certainly there's going to be varietal and genetic of its ability to withstand situations, some hybrids more so than others. We did see some sweet corn that was devastated, and of course, sweet corn doesn't take the wind at all, and that was pretty much flat at this point in situations with that. But keep in mind, avoiding soil compaction if you can as we go forward here to this fall. We still have the month of October here to go, and hopefully well into November. So take your time and be really careful about which fields that you might choose.